Kim here from Just Ask Kim with another social media news bite. And as websites move more into being ecosystems, and as utilities move more into being ecosystems, and as phones move into more into being ecosystems, it's easy to get locked into one ecosystem while wanting to take part in another. Let me explain what I mean. An example of this would be wanting to take advantage of Google SkyDrive from my Android phone. Fortunately, easy using the SkyDrive app. Wanting to take advantage of the Google utilities from your iPhone. Fortunately, generally easy using the Google utilities that are available as apps. An example that's rather common lately has been wanting to use Google Talk on your iPhone, for which the apps are kind of robust, but not as good as you might expect. Fortunately, it turns out for iPhone that Google Talk is available pretty decently through 5 different apps, and you'll want to have a look at these apps if you're looking for the ability to connect with Google Talk while you're on your iPhone. These apps would be Jive IM, eBuddy, IM Plus, iMo, and Verbs. And I'll put the link to the Google article about these and the little gallery feature for this from the Mashable blog post into the resource notes below. It's always a challenge to figure out how to stay part of one ecosystem and yet still get to participate in all the others. I think that's growing increasingly so as we really find more and more companies trying to lock us in and trying to get us very, very tethered to a platform and not necessarily allowing us to play in other platforms as easily as we might like. So I think we're going to see more of this challenge in the future. I think we're going to see more and more challenge to really have to pay attention to, well, how do we get to our stuff when it's in that other system? And how do we make sure that we can take advantage of all the best stuff out here? So be sure to stay tuned, and I'll keep you up to date as I learn more.